Abram Suda.
Good, Baruch Hashem.
Tov, Purim Suda. We're not going to talk Hasidus today. We're going to talk Halacha, okay? It says here, first of all, the Ramah first says, before even the Shulchan Aruch starts, he says like this. Mitzvah la'avot v'sudat Purim v'suda achat yotzim. It's a mitzvah to have a big suda Purim, not a small, a big suda. Some places can say that you don't have to eat bread, you eat bread. But it's just like your kaveh suda, that's good enough. But the chatzchid even was, it's supposed to have bread. And also one meal, you're yotzer already. Problem is, the Shlah, and according to Arizal, he's supposed to have the Seuda in the morning, before Chatzot the day. And according to everyone else, the Pashtanin, the Halacha Pshuta, supposed to have it in the afternoon. When in the afternoon? Not close to the darkness. Not, let's say, Shkia is at what time Shkia will be? What time Shkia now? 5:30? 5:40? So let's say it'll be 5:45 next week. So don't start the Seuda at 5 o'clock. It's late. But then, unless you're going to finish the Seuda, it'll take you an hour and a half, so then you can do it. You have to have most of the Seuda should be during the day. So the Chutz Chesed, they start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock, and they go...
It's not close to 3 meals.
What?
How do they really start?
Yeah, the meal at 2 o'clock it starts already. Food, there's food on the table at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, so what time is the meal? How much they can start at 2 o'clock?
To eat? A lot of people are there too. I was there last 2 o'clock.
How many of those people started coming?
Started coming. 1 o'clock there's minchas going on and then by three o'clock already there's dancing and everything. Whatever it is. The point is that most of the Suda should be during the day. So what do people do? People do, they wash in the morning and they eat and drink a little bit of wine. Right? But you're supposed to do Mishloach Manon, not everything before the Suda. So when do you do that? Right after Shachris, you come to shul with your mishloach manot. Come to shul with one mishloach manot.
Only Breslev.
Right, they bring it to shul. At the Vasikim they give it, and also matanot le'avyonim immediately the Vasikim we give. Okay, that's how it is. And then afterwards, in Breslev, I don't know, in Be'er Sheva and other places, they wash, they have a meal right away, and start drinking. Yeah, and drink right away in Alabok. Then you go home and you do all your Shalach Manas and stuff.
Another meal
in the afternoon. So we yotze all the shittas. Okay?
So you're supposed to have two meals?
No, one's enough.
No,
one
you yotze. Okay. How many meals do I tell my wife to make?
Not one. But when you come home in the morning after shul, it's good if you wash your hands and have a piece of bread, have some food. And say this is my first Purim Suda. Just to be yotze all the shittas. You don't have to.
Besides Hamatashen, what other specialties are there?
Wine.
I mean, besides that. I mean,
we're talking halacha here. Don't mention it. Whatever you eat. As long as it's stuff that you like.
Fish, right? Huh? Symbolic.
Fish. Dagib. Yeah. Okay? Sudat Purim sha'asa'a balayla lo yatza idei chovato. If someone made his Purim Suda at night, he's not yotze. The mitzvah of having a meal is to have a meal of the day. It's not, meaning, I'm talking about the night, when after the Megillah lady, Purim night, you if you made a meal, you're not yotze. You have to have it Purim day. Okay? But Purim night, Rama adds, is a mitzvah also to have a little bit of a meal also at night. A little bit. Eat something. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Achronim, right, also, that there's a, it's true, a person, it's good if he, it's going to open all the time because of the one, you can put the something by the door.
Yeah, that's the cliff.
Wasn't there any yeshiva before?
Clicked?
was the big body was on in the night.
Yeah, that's what they do in the Litvish world.
What?
Everyone drinks at night. There's no mitzvah to drink at night at all. No mitzvah to drink at night. It's aver to drink at night. What are you drinking at night?
Why do they teach this?
That's what they do. It's wrong. Maybe from this Ramad, I said that you're supposed to be a little bit happy at night. Ismach ve'arbe k'tzat v'seuda. Anyways. It's nachon to wear big day Shabbat, Shabbos clothing, also at night and also in the daytime. Yeah? Light candles, you make it sameach. Okay. Halacha bet. Why do we dress up? It's not halacha, it doesn't say it yet. Minag Yisrael.
You don't have to do it.
No. But if you want to come to my house.
Huh?
Well, if you want to come to me, I don't know.
At
least something, a funny hat, something a little bit interesting.
Okay, I have a problem.
Yeah, it's
my
a problem.
My daughters want me to dress up as Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Doctor Who.
What's Doctor Who?
A British science fiction TV
character. Why not? Do that. Okay. הלכה בית, חייב איני שלי וסומי בפוריה, אז לא ידע בין ארור המה לבור חודכי. So this is a Gemara, it says this. A person is obligated to be מבוסם, to drink wine, to have alcohol go up to the head. Okay, listen to all the הלכה, okay? Until you won't know between ארור המה and בור חודכי. You can take it literally, you can take it, there's all kinds of ways. What's ארור המה and בור חודכי? Some say that you say you're thanking Hashem so much that you don't know you're thanking Hashem for Haman, thanking Hashem for Mordechai. It's all good. Hashem's all good. Some say that you're yotze by doing that. Some say no, you have to get so drunk till you won't know, you get confused completely. Some say no, you're supposed to drink more than what you're used to. The Prima Gadim says this, and then go to sleep. And then when you sleep, you don't know how long you're high. And the Prima Gadim adds and says v'chen ra'ui la'asod. That's what you should do even. But the Biur Halacha says, right? The main thing is v'achi chavei libo l'shamayim. Your heart, right? What's your intention by your drinking? If you're drinking to be drunk, it's time to do shtuyot and halalut. So asur to drink. And there's halacha also. It's written here, especially. And if someone knows that he's gonna drink, and then here, Biur Halacha also the Chafetz Chaim writes, yeah. If he knows that he will be mezalazel in one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, for example, he won't wash his hands, he won't make a bracha, he won't make birkat hamazon, he won't have a mincha or marv, or he's going to do kalut rosh, do shtuyot, right? Mutav shelo yishtaker. That's what he says, Biur Halacha, it's not talking Rav Arush or Chassidus here. It's better for him not to get drunk. But in Breslov, we see that all the Gdolim in Breslov used to drink all the Shmush Apir used to drink. It's true, because all he had was Kedusha, and he didn't go nuts when he drank. He didn't go crazy, throwing up and all kinds of things. No, inshallah. He drank, and they were focused on Hashem the whole time. That's why Havah doesn't tell you not to drink. Drink, and drink a lot. Drink as much as you can. Right? Till you see you losing your mind. When you start feeling, you can feel it. And you start losing your mind, that's where you stop. You don't drink anymore. Finish. You can be kind of mitzvah already. Chatchila. But how does one get a mindset? That's what Abba gave us the tefillah that he wrote. Based on Rabbi Natan and Rabbeinu. That we said the tefillah before each cup that we... That was it. Yeah, and without Hashem helps. It's in Hebrew. Yeah, there's an English one somewhere. Right? Hashem helps, the person will be really focused. If a person knows he's going to do shtuyot, he also adds here. וזה לשון המאירי. מאירי, one of the Rishonim. חייב אדם להרבות בשמחה ביום זה ובאכילה ושתייה, עד שלא יחסר לו שום דבר. Person is chayav. To increase his simcha that day in food and drink, until he doesn't feel he's lacking anything, he has everything he needs. מכל מקום, אין לנו מצווים להשתכר או להפחית עצמנו תוך השמחה. We're not obligated, we're not commanded to drink, and when we're drinking, to lower ourselves, to become מנובל, to become מזולזל. How do you say that in English? I don't know. Yeah, and others. Others are going to look at us and they're going to say, oh, ugh, disgusting, is that? No. לא נצטבנו על השמחה של הולות ושטות. We're commanded on the happiness of הוללות ושטות. We're not going. אלא בשמחה של תענוג, שמחה of pleasure, שיגיע מתוכה לאהבת השם יברך בהודעה על הניסים שעשה לנו. That out of this drinking, out of this simcha, you will get to loving Hashem, right? And thanking Hashem for the miracles He has done to us. Hello? Get the idea? Yopi.
What should we do?
What do we do at night? You get up chatzot, or as early as possible, we spoke about this yesterday, and then you do what you do. Okay, there's the Indian also to learn before the Souda. Yeah, even we get everyone, even if you get everyone together and you're sitting, you're going to start the meal, take a sefer and say the Torah. Why? Because it says, Layudim ata ora v'simcha. Ora zu Torah. So they need to learn on the Shulchan, on the table over there. There's also a minhag to eat zeronim, seeds on Purim. That's what Esther was on a special diet when she was in Haman's in Achashverosh's house. It's called a seed diet, only seeds. Yeah. Zeronim. Chamaniot, all these things.
What kind of seeds?
Pumpkin, any seeds. Seeds, food, edible seeds.
Almonds?
That's a seed? No, it's not a seed. The seed we're talking about. I don't know if it's in English.
Pits. Edible pits.
The bread eats,
not almonds, no.
You're saying it's all she ate for the whole time?
What?
That's all she ate the whole time she was
eating? That's what they say in the middle of something. Ah, no, not that, not that stuff, sorry. Daniel and his friends. Daniel and his friends.
Why is that connected now?
Later, there. Go. Anyway, there's a mitzvah, very important. There's a mitzvah to eat a big seuda, even if it's not the day that you're keeping. Let's say you're keeping Yudalit. Also on Tezvav, you have a mitzvah to have a big meal, not as big as the day that you're keeping, but also have a meal. To sit and have a meal. To thank Hashem for the miracles, because there was a miracle also on Yudalit. You're not obligated in all the mitzvahs of the day. Yeah? Someone's keeping Tezvav. So we keep it this vav. And on Sunday, we also have to have a chayav. The minhag to have also a meal. Also then. Okay. Sit down.
Should have a meal the day before?
Yeah. I have to. Here, it says it here.
Thinking of Purim?
Can. Here, would I read it? Is it going to go?
But is it for only the people who keep 14th and up? Like Jerusalem, we should go back a day and have? You know what I mean, like on the 14th and up?
Yeah. The 14th.
14th and 15th.
Yeah. 14th, you have a little meal. And you have a chave, we're having a meal now, we're taking Hashem. Not drinking or anything. And on Purim, we drink. On the Shushan Purim, Yerushalayim. Okay, we say Ala Nisi, Birkat HaMazon, Birkat HaAretz. Yeah, the bracha nodelecha. In the middle, after nodelecha, we say ala nisim, bimei Mordechai veEsther. Okay, even if he began the day in the seuda during the day, and he finished it at night, he still says ala nisim, because we go after the beginning of the seuda. Yeah. If a person forgot, if he's before Arachaman. So when he gets to Arachaman, he says, Arachaman, we are sell anu nisim, Moshe asala avotein, and we know that, we remember the chav esther. In other words, ala nisim. If you forgot completely, so next year, hopefully you remember. But don't know, no kara klum. What happens if it's Friday?
You don't want
to be benching? No, you don't want to be benching. What happens if it's Friday, and a person he drank. He's eating, he's drinking. It's Purim. And Shabbos comes in. And he's still eating and drinking. Now he has a problem. So what is he going to say? Al Nisim? He has to say Ratzei. It's Shabbos also. They started before, but it's Talmud and Sadri. Which one is he going to say? So the Maya said, he could say, I think Ratzei, he says. Ratzei. Shabbos is more important than Al Nisim. That's what he says here. It was, yeah. But usually we finish before. Huh? Right, like you can also this Purim and Azad Yerushalayim this year. Last night is not a problem. You say it. It's not a problem if you say it. No problem. The problem is in Motzei Shabbos when it was Erev Rosh Chodesh. You're supposed to say Ratzei. It's a weekday. It's Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh. And then afterwards, Sunday, Friday, Motzei Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat you do say Alev, but you can't say them both. What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to finish? So, let's say that. Okay, chayav lishloach shtei manot basar or shel minei ochalin shenemar mishloach manot ish lereu. Shnei manot ish echad. You have to send your friend two manot. What's two manot? No, it doesn't have to do with brachot. To be two types of meat.
It has to be able to be eaten right away, not cooked.
It's a machloket. Yeah. Some posts can say, if you could cook it right away, so it's considered there right away. Yeah, the first year. But the chachila, of course, you want to be yotzi, all the shitas bring in something which is cooked. I have a friend, I said already, I was in France 1 year for Purim. My wife told me that they came over. He bought this huge thing. It had rice and it had chicken and all kinds of things. That was the Mishalach Manos. Cost a lot of money, I think, but yeah, you can make a nice Mishalach Manos. Did it click? No. Play the game, okay? Anyways, you bring two manot. To one person, you're yotzei already. The kolam arbe lishloach lereim is a meshubach, but the more you give, the better. Okay? Im ein lo, and if he doesn't have, there's only one. Let's say you're in Russia, communist Russia. All they had was an apple and something. The mice, if you give it out, right? Let's say two apples and two pears, you also yotzei.
What's the minimum you give? One can of tuna fish, or one apple, or...
Can, has to be an amount of food, I don't cut light.
Yeah, can of tuna fish. Okay.
No, eight now, it went up, eight.
And both foods have to be completely ready to eat?
Yeah, chatchila, yeah.
Ready to eat as in the whole world agrees, or some people agree with me like this?
The person who you're giving to could eat it. Because if you give someone who's diabetic, you give something with sugar, you're not going to the mitzvah. Someone gives me all these cookies, now you're in the mitzvahs, don't give me. I don't need sugar, and I don't need the white flour, and I don't need a lot of things.
By choice?
Yeah.
Oh,
I understand. More or less. Not 100%.
So if you give me fruit,
vegetables.
Yeah, if you give me Ezra, don't give me any
Green matter.
Last year, why, what a bag, oh my gosh. You also gave me Dibra Torah in the bag, not only a food, spiritual food. Still have the stuff you gave me. Yeah. I said, if you give marshmallow, I'm not sure you're to the mitzvah. Marshmallows.
Fine.
Listen, the only thing is, one thing, do the best. One thing, do the best. Right? One mishalach manis, do the best. The rest, זה לא משנה כבר. It's just for להרבות שמחה, להרבות אחווה. Have a lot of simcha. Right? If you have only very little, you don't have. Only your friend has shalach manis. And that's all you have. So he gives you. You give it back. For your itself.
Most people give marshmallows. They say that your marshmallows,
you take it. Okay. Mishloach manot, we do in the daytime, not at night. Okay? Also, a woman is chayav mishloach manot, and a woman is chayav matanot le'evyonim. We said earlier yesterday, mishloach manot, a woman to a woman and a man to a man. Matanot le'evyonim, a woman can give a man, and a man can give a woman. Okay?
But we can yotzi our wives, right?
Yes, of course. That's what I do.
Right.
I bring two with me to shul,
right,
and I give already shloach manot to a friend and say, this is from my wife to your wife.
It's a
shloach
manot, so it's better for the wife to give her own.
Yeah? Perfect. Doesn't say it, it's just...
Always she's tenth. I'm wrong. Nowadays, we're able to. Isha, 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 Isha.
Okay. This is it. There's an Indian, some boys can say that you shouldn't give directly. Give it with a shaliach. Mishloach manot. This is mishloach manot. Not latet manot. Mishloach manot, ishkereu. Mishloach is through a shaliach, right? The mishloach from the super doesn't come from the supermarket, doesn't come on its own. It comes with the shaliach, right? But there's some say you used to give it. So at least one, the one that you're considering the mishloach manot that you're giving, give it to someone and say, give it please to Loni and say it's from me. And that's the best way to be yotze mitzvah. Okay.
So can we have our teenage children make deliveries?
Yep, of course. No. But one you should give. One you should give. You go to shul in the morning, bring with you one, and give it to the guy sitting next to you after shul. What does it make a difference who it is? I'm telling you, where was I? I was in France, right? I was in France, Hapurim. I got so many shalach manis that no one knows me in that shul where I was. Right? Maybe they know me from the books. I got so many, everyone was giving me shalach manis, shalach manis. Thank you so much. So then I gave them. I didn't have anything. I gave them back. I gave others back, whatever. Something around. Anyways. Tov. So we covered the four mitzvahs of Purim, yeah? We said Megillah lengthly, Mishloach Matanot Le'evyonim we spoke about, the Seuda, and Mishloach Manot. Now, Dinei Hesped V'Ta'anit V'Asiyat Melacha V'Purim. Purim Mutar V'Asiyat Melacha, you're allowed to work on Purim. Makom Shenaragu Shelo La'asot, En Osim. In a place where the Melech is not to do, don't do. Okay? The first one does work on Purim. And no roe siman barcha mota melacha leolam. He doesn't have bracha from that work. The makol at Yomayah, they're always open. From a second after Shabbos to a second before Shabbos, Tisha B'Av, every day. So one time, Tisha B'Av was buying some things. He told the guy, you're such a tzaddik. He said, well, why are you telling me this? He said, you're working even though you're not going to earn anything today. I said, but Tisha B'Av also. And if you work on Tisha B'Av, you don't see any bracha. He said, what? I said, no, you're not really supposed to, but you're doing chesed, you know, because you know people might need for the meal. Doing chesed with us. It was a compliment together with a little twist. No. Anyways. So you let it work. Yeah? What? But what are you allowed to do on Purim? What kind of work you shouldn't do? Work. The work. Physical work. But if a person, let's say, he has a store, doesn't say one any bracha for that, it's not working. It's a pragmatia, it's called. a merchant, merchandise, just one's transferring to the other. So there he doesn't say that he won't have Siman Bracha. The Magen Avraham says that even though he's going to not earn, he's not going to lose either. No, he's working his time. A whole life we're working his time. What is the difference? Yeah. Anything for Purim, of course you're allowed to do. Yeah? Baruch Hashem. So. Yudalet and Tetvav, the 14th and 15th of Adar, Asurim ve'esped, you don't give eulogies, Ta'anit, you don't fast, Bechol Adam, Bechol Makom, everywhere, in all over the world. Right? Both those who keep Tetvav, they also have to keep on Yudalet. Those who keep Yudalet, they have to keep on Tetvav, they don't do eulogy, and Ve'anashim ma'anot ba'en, okay. You let if there's a Levaya, you let her do, but not that everyone goes, oh, what's gonna be? And everyone's cute, oh, what's gonna be? No, that's already like a eulogy, like a tzal, not a tzal. Okay. Okay, if someone's an Avel on Purim, Valenu, right, he goes to shul to hear the Megillah, or if he got a tent at his house, also he can do the Megillah at his house. Some say that there's no avelos on Purim at all. And that's the minhag. No avelos on Purim. What does that mean? That you can eat meat and drink wine?
And our shoes and...
Yeah, everything. Yeah, it's like Shabbos. No, oh, Kisa. This is it. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, still, a person should minimize. You have a simcha, but not as much. You know, how much simcha does he want to have after someone's relative? But sometimes, yeah, sometimes a relative died. I know if a friend of mine who was sitting Shiva. I said, oh, you had a brother? He said, yeah, apparently. You know, I knew that he's my brother. You know, he didn't grow up with him. He grew up with. He was just a brother because they were born from the same mother or something. But he didn't grow up with him at all. And then the brother died, so he had to sit Shiva, but they had nothing to do with him. It wasn't sad or something, you know. So. Okay. Avel, all 12, the 12 months of a person in Avelos of his parents, he didn't receive Shalach Manas. He is supposed to give Shalach Manas, but he could not receive Shalach Manas. So if you give an Avel, you're not Yoytze. You're not supposed to receive it. Okay. So you're allowed to get married on Purim also. You put on a ben on Purim. Oh, costumes. The Rama speaks about costumes. מה שנהגו ללבוש פרצופים בפורים? Right, the minute you put on the masks on Purim. Someone will see it here. Okay. He just says, he doesn't speak about the reason. A woman wears the clothing of a man and a woman wears the clothing of a woman, there's no issue if they're considering if they're stamped for a joke, for happiness. Not that she wants to wear clothing of a man now, she wants to be like a man, or he wants to be like a woman. But that's a suh. He's doing it for the joke. Right? He puts on a tichel, a mitfachat, or whatever. But that's not issue. As long as it's new, of course. So, let's see what he has here for what we learned today. What's considered the ani to give him matanot levyonim? Kol sheno achnasa kvua shechol itpanes bo kedem panastov v'chazashem etov v'osot regilot. Someone who doesn't have a set job that is fit for him, he can buy everything that he needs, the normal thing, not extra. Or that he doesn't have enough money, he's marrying off his kids, doesn't have enough money right now for that, all that. Yeah. So then it's considered ani. Basically, kitzur every avrech. Probably most avrechim don't have like a back, someone was supporting them like 100% or something. You probably give in by, yeah? Now, what's the agid? How much do you give? We said already, you can give as much as you want. So?
It should be enough to buy like a chicken, right?
Chatkhila. The Yavad, if you give 5 shekels, you also use
it.
Yeah. Chatkhila, you're supposed to give enough that you can buy a meal.
Yeah.
You make a purse with them. A lot of places in Paskin, they're supposed to eat meat on Purim. And the Rambam also says this, also Shulchan Aruch. Halachically, you could drink whatever alcohol you want. But, according to a lot of the Rishonim, you're supposed to drink dafka wine. Therefore, if you want to be able to all the shitas, drink wine. If so, I know someone who can't drink wine. He drinks wine, he gets sick right away. So he can't drink wine. He drinks a little bit just so he drinks wine on Purim, and then he drinks whatever other alcohol. Okay? But if you can, drink wine is better for sure. Whatever you like.
Can you mix
them? If you want.
Dry or sweet.
Whatever you like. Okay. So, told you all this. Okay. When we said two manot, like we said, it could be the same. We both meet or whatever, but the main thing that it will be, you eat two different tastes, two different, one is a, I don't know, and wine sauce, and I don't know, something else, whatever, yeah. For example. So we said all this already. How big should it be, each matana, each mana? Yeah, so it has to be at least a kazayit, and not only a kazayit. It should be more than a kazayit. It has to be a piece, which is pushing you to have a meal with. Enjoy it. Yeah, not to some, a kazayit to be due because you put on the scale to make sure it's only a kazayit, not too much. No, you can. So? התחילו את שבי שלוש ביצים מסל זירו, אז הלד, מגינה. טוב, בסדר. בידיעה.